cried Sybil. And I am making the most delightful plans for your future. Do say something.
What do you want me to say?
Oh, that you will be a good boy and not forget us, she answered, smiling at him.
He shrugged his shoulders. You are more likely to forget me than I'm to forget you, Sybil.
She flushed. What do you mean, Jim? She asked.
You have a new friend, I hear. Who is he? Why have you not told me about him? He means you no good.
Stop, Jim, she exclaimed. You must not say anything against him. I love him.
Why, you don't even know his name, answered the lad.